Dare to be bold enough to push, even when it seems impossible. Persistence wins in the end, but it takes one day at a time. Today on Growing Hope, we're going to talk about daring to push so that we can and will win, and also the five ways we can find our unique heart seed.
It's time for Growing Hope, a show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along the Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we come together to encourage each other to dare to push, to dare to dream big, and to dare to grow up all of our possibilities. I am Catherine Lang, your resident Hope Smith and Dream Igniter, because I believe you can live your big dreams when you make the choice to walk out the path in your unique way. It will take persistence to get to where you want to go, especially if you're living outside the box that they created. And look, if you're going to walk your unique path, you are definitely going to be walking outside the box that they created. You're going to have to push, and you're going to have to keep pushing. Sometimes you're going to have to push just to stay where you are. At the first of the year, I had the focus. I knew what I was going to need to do, and I knew how to do it, and I knew where I was going, and so I was going to push and persist until I got there. Even though the things around me constantly kept changing, I kept pushing. Now, halfway through the year, my computer crashed. So I cried. Then I picked myself up, and then I started all over. All of September and all of October, I was more focused and more persistent, more determined, because I was gonna get it done before the end of the year. I could see the end of the road. But little did I realize that the end of the road was a pavement ends kind of end of the road situation, and it wasn't one of those you have reached your final destination kind of moments. Because just 1 week into November, my computer crashed again. So, picked myself up, I switched everything to my son's computer, and in a week it crashed. So at that moment, I seriously considered quitting, because it wasn't working. I had to wonder if it was worth it. And you have to ask yourself, is it worth pushing through if you're going to be positioned to live your dreams? For me, the answer was yes, without a doubt. So I persisted. I pushed forward. I kept going. It may not look like you expected it to look, and it may not be the path that you originally planned, and you may have to bend or flex or twist a little to get through, but get through. Once you're on the other side, then you can determine if it's the right path. But don't quit in the middle of the road just because circumstances conspired to stop you. One day at a time, dare to persist. The world has its own ideas of what you should do and how you should do, and sometimes even where you need to be doing what it thinks you should be doing. The world doesn't seem to care at all about what you're uniquely designed to do. The world will work harder, even harder, once you step out into your uniqueness. It's going to work even harder to convince you that you weren't uniquely designed. You're just another cog in the wheel of the world, and therefore, you have to do what the world dictates. The world covers and coats your unique heart seed until the you that you were uniquely created to be is lost and unrecognizable, maybe even unimaginable. You have to get back to the original heart seed design if you're going to grow up your possibilities. So first, dream a little dream. Dare to imagine the dreams of your childhood, the dreams of your yesterday. I mean, write down all the things you wanted to be when you grew up. And don't put any restrictions or limitations on it, no matter how silly it is. I mean, if you wanted to be a unicorn, write down you wanted to be a unicorn. Who knows? You may end up being a snarky rainbow or a snarky unicorn. Write until you run out of dreams, or until your arm gets so tired you can't write anymore. Then take a break and come back and add more dreams. Be serious about your dreams. Be fanciful about your dream record. Be a little wacky about what you write down. The dream may not hold all the answers, but it will provide a glimpse beyond the current limits the world has tried to lock into place for your life. Second, capture the joy. What did you enjoy doing before someone told you you couldn't do it? What did you enjoy pursuing before someone demanded you get a real job and quit playing around? Activities that bring joy to the heart and enjoyment for your life, at the very least, they have a root in the purpose of your heart seed. My son is a natural-born entertainer, and by that I mean even when he was a toddler, he understood the power of entertaining others. At 3, he stepped up onto the hearth of our fireplace, he cleared his throat, sang a song, took a bow, and walked away. Unprompted. He hadn't seen anybody else do anything like that. It was just a natural instinct for him. I don't know how that will play out in his life, but I remember it, and I ponder it. I know it's a root element of his heart seed. What are your roots? Third, make a list of all the things, the events, activities, opportunities that just set your heart to thumping and your face to beaming. Include those moments or those topics that add a positive thrill to you, so much so that you have to share those moments with others. As you're writing down all of these what's, include the whys behind the excitement, the emotions. Why do they bring you such joy or encouragement? Yesterday, I spent almost an hour on the phone with a representative from the Spectrum Charter location. I was attempting to add TV to our service contract. Through no fault of this poor guy's own, the computer kept giving him an error. It was his computer, it wasn't mine, so I can't be held responsible. I mean, I can, but I'm not going to take responsibility. But the call was long. It was longer than probably any call he had all day. But I enjoyed the conversation. The thing I remember most is laughing and chatting with him. He's lucky I didn't ask him what he wanted to be when he grows up, because that was usually the thing that I end up asking people when we're stuck in a situation where we have to talk. Don't get stuck with me on an elevator. But the engagement was fun. It was into entertainment. Entertaining to me, entertaining to him, and it's what I remembered. I remember enjoying sharing words. What do you love and why do you love it? Fourth, look for connections and for commonalities among all these things that you've been writing down. They don't have to be perfectly connected. Just see how they kind of relate to each other. Look for the common links, because these links can be the key to discovering the whole of your heart seed. Working with others to unlock their heart seed provides me the honor of seeing the process unfold one little link at a time, one little bit at a time. And that is part of my enjoyment, my heart seed. And I was working with someone the other day that was talking to me about how she enjoyed helping others and she enjoys doing for others and serving others. And she literally lit up as she was talking about taking a friend to buy groceries. Then she started telling me about these classes that she always wanted to take and she always wanted to do. And her whole demeanor changed. It was a struggle for her to tell me about the classes. I could only imagine how difficult it was for her to actually get through the classes. It reminded me of a time in college when I determined I was going to be a math major. I wanted to teach math. I had loved my math teachers, and I wanted to be able to follow in their footsteps. So I went to change my major. I mean, I had changed it from engineering to communications to geology, because I changed to geology because we didn't have meteorology. So I'm now changing again. And when I went to meet with the counselor, he told me I'd never make it through the math classes. He told me I might love the teaching part of it, but I would not love having to suffer through the learning part of it. And man, oh man, oh man, was he right. I barely squeaked through the basic first math class, the first basic math class. When I first got to school, I had taken upper level maths, but because a math major has to take so many more, I had to drop back. And I aced those upper level classes, but the teacher, oh, in that first basic level math, it was literally painful. It wasn't the math so much as the helping others that was my focus and my intent. And when I looked at that, I began to shift what I was going to do and how I was going to do it. So what are the common areas in your dreams and in your enthusiasm? And finally, dare to think beyond the limits. The full-grown heart seed will rarely look like what you see before you right now. So imposing the limits of right now on what might be, it's going to hinder your ability for your heart seed to truly flourish. You have to dare to expose all the possibilities, no matter how crazy they may seem to you or to others. If thinking about the possibility brings joy to your heart or brings a smile to your face, that alone makes it worth the investment of thinking about it. My sons were getting rowdy one day, and as was my prerogative, I told them to go outside. What can we do? This was their usual complaint. I mean, we only live next to a creek in the woods on 40 acres. I mean, it's not like there's any kind of adventure waiting out there just to be uncovered. But I told them to go dig a hole because, you know, I was being the ever supportive mother. So later on, they came to me and they asked if they could dig a tunnel from the shed all the way to the creek. Absolutely, I told them. I'm without a doubt, without hesitation. Yes, go dig a tunnel. Because one, I wanted them to dare to dream big. And two, I wanted them to work together to see if they could bring something more to life. If you never dare, then you never will. It is that simple. When you dare more, when you dare more than you thought possible when you first started out, then you will achieve more than you thought possible. In part because you're going to shift your beliefs of what is possible, but mostly because you remove the limits or the restrictions that are holding other people back. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose, and that purpose will never make sense when you take the world and overlay it to the possibilities. If you're going to uncover your heart seed and truly live out all your possibilities, then you have to see not with the world view, but with that heart seed view, with a heart view. So dream a little dream. Capture the joy. Be too excited to sleep. Connect the dots and dare no limit dreaming and living. Discover the nature of your heart seed, and you'll not only thrive in this world, but you'll find that your unique way will affect change in the world. You will need to believe in your abilities and your possibilities so much that you dare to be bold enough to push even when it seems impossible, because the world will do all that the world can do to make it seem impossible. Sometimes you're going to do all you can do to make it feel impossible. Big dreams are never done before type moments. No one has ever accomplished your big dream, not in your way. And because of that, the challenge is even more difficult because you can't see if you're almost there. It's like walking through a dark cave or driving through a dark tunnel. You don't know you're almost through until you're close enough to see the end. And if you are the first one to make the journey, then there is just no way to compare your journey to where you've been. You can't look behind you. It's dark. You can't look in front of you. It's dark. You can't see. And since your heart seed is unique to you, that's how your journey is going to be. You're not going to be able to see the behind you or in front of you. You're just going to have to keep stepping. So today's challenge is all about believing enough to dare. One, write down what you can do. Two, write down what you did do. Three, focus on these and these alone. By keeping the focus on the accomplishments and possibilities, you steal the power from the negatives and the darkness that's trying to convince you the end will never arrive. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope, where we're defining our place in purpose and the how of getting there. I love sharing with you, and I look forward to each day you sharing your journey with me. How are you pursuing your place and purpose? What is the big dream that is stirring your heart? If you've missed any of the episodes, be sure to catch up over at growinghoperadio.com, where you can watch, listen, and engage, and of course connect with me with any questions that you have. If you're looking for some focus to help you get ready for the next step, be sure to join me over at the Catherine C. Lang Facebook page. That's where I'm sharing nightly tips on crafting your whiteboard of world domination. The more you invest in becoming your uniqueness, the more you invest in uncovering and unlocking your heart seed, the more determined you will be to grow up into all of your possibilities. Get growing. I am Catherine Lang, your rainbows and lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, until next time, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.